This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours. 2 hours daily from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast, and if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen to USA Prepares 24-7, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Rick Miller's with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent. I love Vietnam and Tranauer. You know, that was something I even listened to back then. He was that famous.
Yep.
He was a broadcaster in Vietnam when Radio Free Europe was down in the dumps and the whole thing was starting to fall apart at the seams.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now I'm looking back and realizing that all of us were duped. This war wasn't even about those poor villagers and their 18th century way of living.
Yeah. Yeah. And we bombed them to smithereens. We
for what purpose?
We napalmed them. You know, we lit them on fire
in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What we did was absolutely horrible. We had daisy cutter bombs that we would drop them and they would go off and they would just cut everything down like a big lawnmower. It didn't matter what it was. It would just obliterate everything in its way.
And the colossal giant that they have now become. Oh, no. Wait a minute. They just sold to Bayer on some Nazis. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Rick, I've asked a lot of people who were in that conflict, the Vietnam War, or the Vietnam conflict.
Yeah,
What was it all about? What was it all about? And, you know, why did we do it? And no one really has a good, clear answer makes any sense.
Other than money. War,
yeah.
Good for bit. When I visited you, you showed me a little button with Ford Motor Company with a Nazi signal right on it.
Yeah, yeah. It was a lapel pin. It is a lapel pin, and guys would wear these in their suit coats, and it would show the Ford blue oval, the Ford logo that's still in use today, joined side by side with the red background Nazi swastika. Yes. And so Ford was saying that they were aligned with Nazis. No question about it.
And, it was good for business.
Yeah, it wasn't.
They sold us both weapons, and they sold us both automobiles, and they didn't care who you were. They just made money, which was
that's where
war became what it really is.
Harvey Firestone was a good friend of Henry Ford, and for many, many years, all new Fords that came off the assembly line were fitted with Firestone tires. So if Ford was in it, Firestone was in it. By association.
Let's talk about mobile oil and how they got in it and the oil thing. Listen, the whole thing's nuts. I was in graduate school at the time. My graduating class, 62, we were not at war with Vietnam, and yet my entire graduating class went to Vietnam, except people like myself that went to graduate school and then were allowed to make weapons as graduate students. I did. I made the first infrared visual goggles. There were 17 of them that were made, and I was one of the 17 graduate students that put that together for Vietnam. And, you know, I didn't understand then what the, you know, peace sign and the love is free love meant. I was right there part of it all in the 60s. But guess what? Half of my graduating class never came home. And Don White, who was, I was best man at his wedding, 1 week later, they didn't even have enough of his body left to even identify him. I lived it. Mm-hmm. 62. That's when I graduated, and that's when all my buddies went, football players, you know, wrestlers, kids I went to high school with, they're gone.
Yep, and class, the Vietnam War was 1954 through 1975.
I remember when Lyndon Baines Johnson did not want to end that war. I remember. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why would he want to do that? It was good for our economy.
Yeah, and that's why we've said for a very long time here, never reelect anyone, because that's the kind of stuff they do. I got to tell you, I've talked with parents, I've talked with high school boys about enlisting in service and the reasons not to do it, and they don't want to hear it. They love that uniform. They love the
and they want to support
guns.
Our vets, and that part has meaning, but it is ill placed because of the wrong intentional reasons.
Hmm? Yeah, I was at a farm supply buying some protein lick tubs. I bought 12 of them. They were 200 pounds apiece. We had our trailer, and our son and I were there, and these two guys were helping us load the trailer with these 200 pounders. And I asked one of the guys if he was going to school, and he said he was taking a semester off. And then later I asked him, so what does he want to do? And he said he wanted to be a cop. And I'm like, oh, no. So he wants to be a cop. And ultimately, a little bit later, I asked him, you know, why? Why do you want to be a cop? And he says he likes guns. He likes guns, so he wants to be a cop. And then specifically he told me he wants to be a SWAT cop. And I said, killing people. And he, like, smiled. That's sick. It is so upsetting to me that this young guy, handsome young guy, is so misguided. Somebody taught him that it's really cool to be at the trigger end of a SWAT incident, which is really an execution. That's what it is. It's murder. It's premeditated murder. And this guy wants to do it. He wants to sign up for it. He can't wait to get behind that 308 rifle. Can't wait.
Well, that's Alice's restaurant, and I want to kill, Serge. I want to kill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've fallen pretty far, Rick. And I remember talking to some parents of a high schooler many years ago and explaining, you know, When your son enlists, he's not the only one that has a gun. And he's not the only one that's going to be shooting. There's going to be plenty of shooting. And people are going to be shooting at him. And he may not come back. Is it worth it? And why are we doing it? And why are old men sending young men to die? Why? For patriotism? Come on. I'm not buying it. For freedom? I'm not buying it. We go into Vietnam and we obliterate the country. And we say, well, now you've got some freedom. Isn't that great? We've destroyed their way of life, their infrastructure. We've poisoned their land, their air, their water. And we believe that they ought to thank us for that. That's just one small country that we've picked on. It's like the big, mean giant.
Well, see how I just tangented us out from what we decided we were going to do. That's
hey,
what I love about you,
right.
Vinny. You're so cool. And really, you have a wealth of information and stories. That's what makes working with you so much fun.
Let me tell you a story about yesterday. So yesterday, I spent some time with Dr. Sheely in his office, and I'll tell you a little bit about that later, Scalar Technology. But after that, I had in my vehicle a couple cases of Matt Stein's book, When Technology Fails. And he called the house and wanted, the last time you and Matt and I were together, he said, hey, can you take these cases? And because it was difficult for him to fly back with a couple cases of books. So I said, sure. So I put them in my truck, took them back to the farm, and he asked me if I could, contacted us, asked me if I could get him over to Pensacola, where he's going to be speaking. So we said, sure. So I had him in my car, and the UPS service center only opens at 3 to 6 p.m. in Springfield. So after Dr. Sheely's broadcast yesterday, I had a little bit of time. So I went over to Sam's Club, and I was in line to get a bite to eat. Normally, I don't do these kind of things, but I did. And I was in line, and I turned to the woman behind who just got in line behind me, and I said, are you looking for the longest line? Because if you are, you know, this is it. And so we're, you know, fortunate enough to be in the longest line. And she said, you know, sometimes it goes a lot longer than that. And then the guy behind her said, yeah, I listen to you on the radio. And so he recognized me from my voice.
You know, just
and he said,
doomed, man.
Oh, well, here's what happened.
We're gonna get
then, so I said, well, there's a table over there. You know, would you like to, you know, have bite tea together? So we chatted, and he told me about the story about AT&T. He's one of the guys that listens on the telephone. So he calls that listen line number, which is 605-477-3249, and AT&T beat him up. AT&T threatened him because he calls that number, listens on his unlimited long distance to USA Prepares every day. So AT&T threatened him. So he had to switch to a different cell phone provider because AT&T gave him a hard time about listening to USA Prepares. So that's the story. And guess whose name came up during our little snack together? Rick Miller. And all the cool stuff that Rick talks about. So it's a small world. And that's a little story about what happened yesterday. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist. And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program. program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rick, one of the people I met yesterday, the same man that I had lunch with or a bite to eat with at Sam's, is a registered nurse, and he's a hospice nurse. And I've invited him to come on the air with us, and he's going to think about what that means because he wants to talk to his company to get permission to do this. So, you know, that's a pretty tough job, being a hospice nurse, because what happens is that when you go see your patient for the first time, day number one, that's the very, very best condition that you're going to see that patient in for most cases. And then it gets worse from there, and then ultimately, typically the patient dies. So I've invited him to call in the air, and he may do that. So I'm looking forward to learning more about hospice, how it works, and so forth. So, Rick, what are you up to lately? Are you going to be traveling? Are you going to be dispensing information?
Until April and May are big days for me. In April, I'm down in Puebla, Mexico. I have been invited back down to an international conference on consciousness. This one is going to be dealing with aliens, and they have speakers from all over the world coming in, and I'm fortunate to be part of this. This is based on my mentor, Dr. Stanley Krippner. And the last time I went down, I got to visit and get to meet some very cool people, including Eben Alexander, and who wrote Proof of Heaven, and others like that. And it's just incredible. Let's see, what else am I doing? In May, And I'm worried about Puebla because that's where I'm going to be because of Popo. It's active, and there's going to be about 8 million people that get killed when that one actually finally blows. It's throwing smoke right now. It was doing that when I was down in 2014. In May, we're going to Colorado, and it's Gaia TV and Nexus Magazine is doing the first Nexus conference in more than 15 years, and it'll be a large event. I will be one of the keynote speakers. By the way, that's in May, May 1st, and Beltane. And in April, my mentor, Dr. Stanley Krippner, is going to be there, and he doesn't know this yet, but I have dedicated the non-local mind and a holographic universe to that man. He's the one that introduced me to Edgar Mitchell in 1970 that allowed me to be part of Mission Control with Ed Mitchell's moonwalk, going around the moon. We did the ESP studies in 1971 that led to the ESP book I wrote for Nick Begich. And I want to give it to him in living memory. He's the one that recognized my holographic concept of reality and got me to go to Prague. He's the one that had SEAL Corporation contact me to work with Navy SEALs and then later MRU with Navy Intelligence and Dr. Carl Schleicher. And so that's my mentor, Dr. Stanley Krippner. He was Maimonides Dream Labs up in New York with Montague Ullman and wrote Dream Telepathy that led to Dreamscape and other movies that were like that. That's based on his work. And then he's the one in Prague that published the Psychoenergetic Systems with Gordon and Breach and included my works in there and my presentation in the International Conference on Psychotronics. That's way back in the early, early, early 70s. And he's still alive. He's formed Saybrook Institute out of San Francisco, humanistic psychology. He's a psychologist. And so he's been my friend. He comes up to visit me every year when he comes to Ashland to do Shakespeare. And so he got a chance to meet Julie. I'm very excited about Grace Thorne. Hi, Grace. yes, I'm giving her a ring. But it's going to be nice when Grace finally moves back where she belongs out here. It's just not the same without her presence on a daily basis here in Oregon. A lot of people.
Yeah, Pastor, for those of you who have not heard the name Grace Thorne, Grace Thorne is a USA Prepares instructor, and she at one time was a sixth grade teacher in Ryan, Oklahoma. And every 6 weeks or so, she would occupy the conference room at her school with her entire class, her sixth grade class. And they would prepare questions that they wanted answers to that they couldn't get out of their books and from other sources. And they would come on the air with us one at a time for 2 hours. And ask the questions of Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Rick, I was visiting with Dr. Sheely at the International Holistic Medicine Clinic in Springfield, Missouri. And he has this room, which he calls the Scalar Room. He and Dr. Sergey Sorin operate this practice in Springfield, Missouri. And they have this room that's like a conference room, and it has these four scalar energy I'll call them transmitters. And they're powered up, and they've got blinking lights. And when you go into this room, there's a sense of calm within a minute or two. It's almost instantaneous. And he has these recliner chairs, these comfortable, thick padded recliner chairs, and you can put your feet up. And some of our instructors were there, and they just kind of showed up, and they pulled up a seat and started relaxing. And the sensation that I felt was the same sensation that I asked everyone, you know, what they were feeling. I asked them on the air yesterday. We were broadcasting live from there. And I asked them, you know, what they felt. And we all felt this this sensation of tingling, like pins and needles if your leg or arm is going to sleep. And but it was a sense of calm as well as that. And those who might be a little bit nervous were relieved of a lot of that, you know, apprehension of being on the air. So can you tell us, that's what I experienced when I was in this Scalar Energy room. Can you tell us what your thoughts are of Scalar Energy? What is it? How does it work?
Yeah, I can. Scalar is a term that was first coined by Bearden out of Texas. He was an engineer that worked under some of the projects I did for Schleicher. And basically, it's like a scalar is a lesser component. That means that if you are walking on the earth with the sun hitting you, your shadow would be a scalar. It's you. It reflects what you're doing, but to a lesser octave. That means it doesn't have a third dimension of component to it. It's lesser. That's what scalar means. Now, the way Hutchinson and others and the so-called Hutchinson effect worked was that they will use radar to try to set up a resonant cavity oscillation that scales up, or scalar, scales up to a higher dimension of experience. It's like a metaphor. And so the, like in your body, the way a microtubule will talk to a cell salt, and the way the cell salt will talk to the cell, and the way the cell talks to the liver, and the way the liver talks to the body, that is a scalar progression of resonance. And the way, if you do this, it has an effect in a higher plane here. And so it is a concept that is used to understand that this radar is, or the smoke you got down going down the road, is having an effect on higher functions of the body. Now, what Norm and others have done is use, for example, sacred geometry that will somehow focus electromagnetic fields, gamma rays, whatever, to a higher vibratory level so that, okay, the way the Buddhists did it is that they would have a bowl of water and they would chant across the water, and if they could get the water to start to vibrate to their voice, it would, if they had the right pitch, cause a standing wave to form, which later was called the Sri Yantra or sacred geometry. That's where sacred geometry came from. Cymatics started with water and sound and the relationship of Aum. And if you did that correctly, a vibratory wave would go across the water for the rim and the size of the bowl. That's called, what is that? That Bessel functions that would set up a sacred geometry. That's where it all came from in the terms of cymatics. And basically, it is a resonant cavity oscillation. And if you do it just right, the phenomena happens on all levels of the hologram, all the way up into 5, 6, and 8 dimensions. It goes right on up the scale. That's why they call it scalar. Now, It is a metaphor of what Norm others have done, and when they do it in the right positions in their house, the right positions on Earth, now the Earth becomes a resonant cavity oscillator with the Bermuda Triangle, the Oregon Vortex, the da-da-da-da-da that we have found phenomena across the Earth that were called ley lines. And that's why you put all the churches in that direction, and you put all the castles in that direction. And there were places where the castle would go, and where this came out of Druidic magic and those systems from previous epochs. And we studied these in the military, and later had scalar weapons, one of which is, you know, the, what we call silent squid, or what later became synthetic telepathy, where you use a microwave band, and then you can heterodyne on that microwave band voices so that you can hear them in the head, because a microwave would cause the temporal lobe to resonate or ring, like a bell, heat up slightly and become a liquid crystal, and then it would be able to hear the voices in the head using 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. It's technology. Now, what Norm has done is set up his chamber or magic circle or the place where he does business, where he has a closed system where you can get away from the noxious, toxic vibratories of the Earth itself and get into a place where you're more centered for yourself, and then you can do the work you're supposed to be doing, whatever that is. I don't know if you got all of that, but it's a simple concept of scaling from one dimension of information to higher dimensions using resonance.
So Rick, the feeling that I had, the feeling that the others in the room had during that broadcast, 2 hours, are those what you would have expected us to feel, this tingling sensation?
Everybody's going to see the color differently, hear the word differently. Is red the same for you as it is me? Yes and no. Yes, mostly yes. It doesn't matter, because red is an arbitrary bandwidth going from yellow to blue. You know, it varies. There's, you know, and so how white is it that we call this one red? Actually, they're all different colors, and everybody feels slightly different, because it turns out we're all different tuning forks. However, there are bandwidths where everybody agrees, yes, that's blue and that's purple. You know, so you know the distinction between when it becomes orange and when it becomes red. And pretty much we all agree on that part of it. And so there's bandwidths going from red to yellow. And we say this is red and we say this is yellow, because we make a distinction in a more binary digital form, if you will. You know, that it's incremental and rather than analog. And that's how we call metaphor.
Came in,
yeah.
A man came in, senior citizen, he had lymphoma, and he was in a lot of pain. And his pain subsided in parts of his body during his stay in that room, you know, while I was there. And we got to be friends, and I've invited him to be on the air with us.
You know why it stopped there in that room? Because, and I'll tell you why, because he had anger, and when he went in that room, the anger subsided. And anger is the first step toward cancer. I don't know anybody that has cancer that did not first start with anger. And that's what...
It's very interesting that you say that. Very interesting that you say that, because he shared a story with me about how he was on a motorcycle, and a woman who was drunk crashed into him, really banged him up. I mean, really, really messed him up. And as a result, he has metal in him, and I asked him about that. I said, you know, I think if my son were involved in an accident or somebody rammed into him, and he were able to get up, and that were the situation, he would walk up to that person and say, are you okay? And if the person said yes, my son would knock him out right after that. For being insensitive, for being stupid, for being careless, and for banging my son up. I mean, I can just see our son doing that. Actually, I can see both of our boys doing that. Not that I said, you know, if somebody runs into him, the first thing you do is see if they're all right and then knock them out. I've never said that to him, but I can understand how they would just react to stupidity like that. And the man said that, you know, he was angry for quite a long time. Very
That's
interesting
where the
that you mentioned that. So,
and that's how it works.
That and I'm quite certain
again.
That...
There's another scalar concept where anger vibratories up into the physical plane. That's why all
but
illnesses
I can tell you,
are... Yeah.
I can
to give
tell
you a metaphor,
that,
you know, on how to look at what a scalar really means.
Yeah, it's brilliant, Rick, what you're doing. I can tell you that, you know, this guy and I, he happened to be a Hollywood stuntman for a couple of years, and we were talking about that, and we were laughing and having a great time, and I was so glad that I had the opportunity to meet him, and of course I invited him to come on the air with us and tell us about some of his experiences in Hollywood and how it works and so forth. But he shared something very interesting with me, and that was, he said, you know, you see those motorcycle crashes in Hollywood in the films, and he said, you know, they look like these big Harleys. He said, really what they are little Honda dirt bikes and with big gas tanks to make them look like these big Harley motorcycles. He said they're not. And it's a little easier to take one on a spill and survive it if it's a little Honda with a big gas.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Class, if you'd like to read some of his books, buy some of his books, go to docram.com, docram.com, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And, Rick, so my understanding is that a scalar is a lesser component, as a shadow is a lesser component of me. A shadow is a lesser component of a building.
That's the key word. But in this case, your shadow is with the sun. In Norm's case, it's with electromagnetic radiation and da-da-da. Okay, it's a lesser component reference to something else.
Okay, so would the shadow be a lesser component of me, or would it be of the sun?
It's a lesser component of you in reference to the sun. And that's why in previous epochs they would call the shadow a demon. It was a lesser component of an angel. It was a fallen angel, a lesser component. An angel is more than human. Then you have human in three dimensions, and then in two dimensions you would have shadow. And that's why in Jungian psychotherapy they call the shadow your demons. The lesser parts are a projection of the shadow. When you can see something evil in someone else, that the only reason you can do that is in reference to it having existed within yourself.
All right. So
it just took you to another level of concepts. And I want you to understand that it's always, scalars are always in reference to some system. And in this case, it would be your shadow would be in reference to the sun.
Okay, and the man who came into the scalar room while I was there who had lymphoma, his pain subsided. Now, is this possibly mind over matter, or is this the possibility that his...
Yeah, it's in reference to that he had less pain.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean
in the reference system of Earth and this room being sanctuary?
Okay. Is it possible that he had less pain because his body is rebuilding itself and fixing itself with the addition of being in this scalar energy?
If you did not have pain, you would not be alive. You are basically consuming yourself with electromagnetic transmitters, literally consuming your physical body. What you're trying to do is put it below a certain level of threshold for consciousness, because it is consciousness that creates the pain, the cancer, and the feelings of goodwill. And you have a choice. That's what made you God's favorite. And we forget that, and we get consumed, like I have been recently, with depression, and I have to take personal responsibility. And having sanctuary, whether you do it in hypnosis, a scalar room like Norm has, that is what is written about in my ESP book called The Mind Room, where you go briefly for sanctuary. You draw a circle around yourself, and you become within yourself rather than being external to all the influences of soot, Fukushima, and war. It's a metaphor.
That brings to mind going to church, Rick.
Well, then that's what the church is about, and why churches at one time in history were put here, not there.
So is there scalar energy within a church that is just there? And is that why some people feel better about going to church?
The power of the group will actually consecrate a situation, just like we could if we all went kumbaya and decided we had enough of this BS going on. The world thought would change.
Well, that's what the Catholic Church tried to do with every Mass.
There you go.
Stand up, sit down, genuflect, all in unison, ready, set, go. I'm not being sacrilegious. I'm saying that's the way it is.
And you'll notice all your elders are on the outside of the parishioners inside, and they put the elders against the wall to focus the energy.
There you go. Rick, we'll be right back after these short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. Dr. Richard Allen Mills with DocRam.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.